This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
Tale as old as time. I had to laugh. My friend Jennifer Coffendaffer posted that on Twitter this afternoon. Tale as old as time. And when I hear that, I think of the Beauty and the Beast song. We are, of course, talking about the Chad and Lori Daybell saga. Her post was, tale as old as time, have an affair, increase insurance, kill spouse, and collect money. Could you picture that in the Beauty and the Beast song? The tale as old as time, woo-hoo-hoo. Have an affair, increase insurance, kill my spouse, collect lots of money, bury the kids in the backyard in Rexburg. Not quite the Disney-esque feel to it, but anyway. I want to give you an update here on what we have seen today in the trial of Lori Vallow Daybell before we get the audio back from court, which should hopefully be soon, considering it wrapped up at noon today. Here's what we've learned is that the ongoing trial continues in the investigation into Chad and Lori Vallow Daybell. Investigators have revealed a series of these chilling text messages today that offer some insight into the couple's involvement in the deaths and the family members of Charles Vallow, Tammy Daybell, J.J. Vallow, Tylee Ryan. The content and context of these messages today shed some very interesting light. Because for a lot of us, I think we're trying to wrap our minds around, is Lori an extreme believer in what she talks about to the point where she legitimately believes the kids were zombies and they had to go to Rexburg to survive the upcoming apocalypse and be one of the 144,000 and had to kill their kids and all that? Or is she someone who used that as basically a front, as an excuse, and in her mind, justified to get what she wanted, to be rid of the duties of parenting, to be rid of ex-spouses? You combine a little bit of religion in there, gives you a little justification. Maybe you can do those sort of things. Maybe it's a combination of both of those ways of looking at her. Because what we learned today points to a lot of both and points to a lot more of the calculating manipulation that she and Chad were capable of. FBI agent Benjamin Hart has spent over 200 hours analyzing thousands of text messages from Lori's iCloud account, uncovering this disturbing narrative. According to the testimony, Chad and Lori regarded their respective spouses and children as, quote, obstacles. You ever called your children an obstacle or your spouse an obstacle? I guess unless you were like on Double Dare in the late 80s or early 90s and they were part of the obstacle course, probably not. Obstacles that needed to be removed to pave the way for their union. They frequently discussed their desire to marry and lead a life together despite being married to other people at the time. In one text, Chad told Lori he believed his wife Tammy would die by July 23rd, 2019, just months before her actual death in October. The couple's communication was riddled with references to multiple names and aliases Chad referred to as James and Raphael. Remember James and Elena in the love story, the love creepiness that they had together? Lori was referred to as Lily and Elena in a lot of the texts. So they had these alter ego characters. Their texts delve into their deeply held spiritual and religious beliefs, with Chad taking on the role of a spiritual leader and Lori seeking his guidance. Their belief system centered on a battle against zombies and dark entities, which they believed could possess people. Lori had a close relationship with her brother Alex Cox and her niece Melanie Boudreau, now Pawlowski, who testified. They often sought counsel from Lori and Chad on religious matters, because when you need some religious insight, who are you going to call? I'd pick the Ghostbusters, quite honestly, over Chad and Lori. and Lori would share her alleged revelations and visions with them. Finally made Lori feel really important, I bet. The couple seemed to hold a significant influence over their family members for quite some time. On July 11, 2019, just 2 days before Charles Vallow's death, Lori texted her brother Alex saying, "Getting sleepy, so I'm going to need you to stay close to me for the next couple of days. Mel, too. She can't go to Utah." They're planning some kind of intervention and want Mel out of the way, so I'm left alone. "I need to come get the stuff at your house tomorrow and secure it. Lots to do. Thank you for standing by me. It's all coming to a head this week. I will be like Nephi, I am told, and so will you." Nephi? Well, investigators believe that the reference to Nephi is a prophet from the Book of Mormon. It could be significant. In the religious text, Nephi was commanded by God to kill a man named Laban to obtain sacred records. Because God likes to do that, right? He likes to command people to go kill each other. Doesn't that kind of like contradict the commandments a little bit? Or is it okay if he tells you to? Or if you think he tells you to in your twisted, delusional, mentally ill mind? Agent Hart suggests that this reference to Nephi may indicate the couple's belief that their alleged crimes were divinely sanctioned. Convenient, I'll give him that. Financial motivations may also have played a role in the case, you think? The text messages reveal discussions about the substantial life insurance policy on Charles Vallow and Social Security payments for JJ and Tylee. The couple appear to be planning their future together with a focus on the financial gains that would come from the deaths of their family members. Is that part of the Book of Mormon too, where you kill somebody and you get the financial gain, you get the insurance settlement money? I mean, I know there's a lot of things in there that are a little bit out there, but is that part of it? I don't think so. The texts also hint at the couple's attempt to cover their tracks. They discuss their plans to move, change their phone numbers, and take other measures to avoid detection. Is that part of the Book of Mormon, too? Is that part of being like Nephi? Their manipulative tactics extend to their family members, whom they tried to control and convince of their beliefs. It's really an interesting picture painted today of a belief in a doctrine that they bastardized and then tried to live by, while at the same time profit from and murder those in their way so they could be together forever and ever. Tupac, together forever in Hawaii or Kauai or wherever the hell they decided to end up. Unfortunately, they will not be together forever. They will be separated forever. Hopefully, Chad gets death and Lori is sitting in a padded cell forever.
This is the examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Brewski.
We'll have the courtroom audio for you as we get it here later in the day. Press subscribe wherever you download podcasts. You don't miss any breaking updates or discussions on the cases we're following for you right here. I'm Tony Brewski. Thanks for listening. Stay with us.